ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उतीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवदीर्वुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5. Chapter 10, text number 5. I think it will be difficult to pronounce the text in meter, so we will just directly go to the word-to-word translation. Samsargika, resulting from intimate association. Dosa, a fault. Eva, indeed. Nunam, certainly. Ekasya, of one. Api, although. Sarvesham, of all other. Samsargikanam, person associated with him. Bhavitum, to become, arhati, is able, iti, thus, nishitya, ascertaining, nishamya, by hearing, kripana vacha, the words of the poor servants, who were very afraid of being punished, Raja, the king, Raghugana, Raghugana, Upasitta Vriddha, having served and heard from many elderly stages, Api, in spite of Nisargena, by his personal nature, which was that of a Kshatriya, Balat, by force, Krita, done, Isat, slightly, Uttitha, awakened Manyu, whose anger avispasta, not being distinctly visible, Brahma Tejasam, his Jadabharats, spiritual effulgence, Jada Vedasam, a fire covered by ashes in the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, Iva, like Rajasa Avrata, covered by the mode of passion, Mati, whose mind Aha said, translation purported by Srila Prabhupada, King Raghuguna could understand the speeches given by the carriers who were afraid of being punished. He could also understand that simply due to the fault of one person, the palanquin was not being carried properly. Knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, he became a little angry, although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced. His anger arose to due to his inborn nature as a king. Actually, King Raghuguna's mind was covered by the mode of passion, and he therefore spoke as follows to Jadabharata, whose Brahman effulgence was not clearly visible, being covered like a fire covered by ashes. Purport. The distinction between Rajoguna and Sattoguna is explained in this verse. Although the king was very upright and advanced in political science and governmental management, he was nonetheless in the mode of passion, and therefore, due to a slight agitation, he became angry. Jadabharata, despite all kind of injustice endured, because of his deaf and dumb display, remained silent by the strength of his spiritual advancement. Nonetheless, his Brahma Teja, his Brahman effulgence, was indistinctly visible in his person. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chatsurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Sabidam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupagada Mahiyam Dadadi Swapadandiham Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yutapatakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagakanaragunatanvidam Tamsajivam Sadvaidam Savadudam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Sri Vishakavitam Cha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristai Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Deshdarine Om Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanyamne Gaurat Rishabe Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I would thank to every single devotee assembled here and seek all your blessings, especially senior Vaishnavas, so that I can do some justice to this opportunity given to me. I am not a regular speaker, so I may not be very expert in bringing out things, but still, it's my desire. This is one way I can express my gratefulness to Srila Prabhupada and senior Vaishnavas who have brought this the moment to our benefit. We can just, before even starting the Bhagavatam lecture, we have to appreciate what Prabhupada has done. The Bhagavatam otherwise was in Sanskrit. It was even bewildering to many, many great sages and saintly persons who could not understand the real purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Prabhupada, by his compassion, by his endurance and dedication, determination, brought this to us in a very simple, very easily understandable way. Very, very simple. Even the dullest person can try to understand and try to apply in their life. And also he made it as a practice that Nityam Bhagavata Sevayam. Every day it's a practice. We should be in touch with Bhagavatam. Ultimately, eventually we should be living Bhagavatam. It's like a pranavayu for us. But somehow we are not able to do that. So at least an hour, he made it a practice that we must have Bhagavata Sevanam. And also Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the devotees glorifying Bhagavatam, he says, the only friend is like my Atma for me, is like friend, relation, guidance, everything, whatever you need, whichever means to you, Bhagavatam is like that. So such a Bhagavatam is available to us by mercy of Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada. Now, here this particular episode, the Raja Jadabharat and also Raghun, about our 8 chapters starting from 8 to 14, it has got a practical demonstration of the various elements and aspects of practicing devotion and how what all had happened. starting from renunciation. Raja Jalabhara, Raja Bharat, before became Jalabhara, he was a king of the whole planet, very loved by all the citizens. He had a very nice family life, everything. Everybody loved him so dearly, but still, he just renounced it. The amount of renunciation shown by him, it says that as if somebody just passes the evacuate the stool and just leave that, like that, left the kingdom. The next he become, next what is demonstrated is absorption. How serious he was absorbed Krishna consciousness. So much absorption Krishna consciousness, even while doing his devotional practice, some other procedures, some niyam used to overlap. Something will be done before, after, something like, even so much absorbed in the station, in that situation. From there, again, the power of association, both the sides, power of negative association, power of positive association, or lack of association also. Then you have the fourth one is his fear, his repentance, and even despite always keeping it in mind that the even a slip at the highest even higher stage, you can still fall down from your practice. Finally, he comes to determination, again back in association, beyond going to beyond bodily conception. And again, his compassion towards even every living entity, including ant and also to Raja Raugan. Then discussion about mode of nature. And also, finally, surrender of Rahuguna, where he totally surrenders to Jadavarat, making to speak the wisdom, spiritual knowledge. Then, again, Jadavarat in the crosses, he talks about the horrors of material nature and material living. Finally, glories of devotional service. All these elements of the Bhakti Yoga, devotional service, has been very, very succinctly, very nicely explained in the whole 8 chapters, very, very for our benefit. Finally, in the last, before in the 14th chapter end, the glories of that particular chapter is said, if somebody wants to make advancement in spiritual life, somebody should regularly lead on here. A Sravanam Kirtan of this particular episode will make a lot of difference. Now, in this today's Bhagavad Sloka, Prabhupada talks about predominantly and three things. One is about Rajaguna and Sattaguna, and also the power of the spiritual, power of the Bhakti Yoga, which makes them indifference to the modes of nature, and also the angry of Rajaguna because of his mode of passion. Now let us read from Srila Prabhupada purport only in Bhagavad Gita chapter 14, how he explains the mode of Sattaguna and Rajaguna. 14.6 Tattasattam Nimalatvat Prakasakam Anamayam Sukasangena Badnathi Jnana Sangena Chanaga. The translation is, O sinless one, the mode of goodness, being purer than the others, is illuminating and it frees one from all sinful reactions. Those situated in the mode become conditioned by a sense of happiness and knowledge. Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport. The living entities conditioned by material nature are of various types. One is happy, that means mode of goodness. Another is active, that is a passion. And another is helpless, that is ignorance. All these type of psychological manifestations are causes of the entity's conditioned status in nature. How they are differently conditioned is explained in this section of Bhagavad Gita. The mode of goodness is first considered. The effect of developing the mode of goodness in the material world is that one becomes wiser than the otherwise conditioned. A man in the mode of goodness is not so much affected by material miseries and he has a sense of advancement in material knowledge. The representative type is the Brahmana who is supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness. This sense of happiness is due to understanding that in the mode of goodness, one is more or less free from sinful reactions. Actually, in the Vedic literature, it is said that the mode of goodness means greater knowledge and a greater sense of happiness. But the difficulty here is that when a living entity is situated in the mode of goodness, he becomes conditioned to feel that he is advanced in knowledge and is better than others. In this way, he becomes conditioned. The best examples are the scientist and the philosopher. Each is very proud of his knowledge And because they generally improve their living conditions, they feel a sort of material happiness. This sense of advanced happiness in conditioned life makes them bound by the modes of goodness of material nature. As such, they are attracted toward working in the mode of goodness, and as long as they have an attraction for working in that way, they have to take some type of body in the modes of nature. Thus, there is no likelihood for liberation or being transferred to the spiritual world. Repeatedly, one becomes a philosopher, a scientist or a poet, and repeatedly become entangled in the same disadvantages of birth and death. But due to the illusion of the material energy, one thinks that this sort of life is pleasant. So he is explaining, Prabhupada is explaining the satoguna, that is a mode of goodness, how the people are, I mean, conducting themselves in the mode of goodness, and also the dangers of goodness also. It's not giving the liberation, neither it gives free from birth and death, and again it gives a danger that you still get entangled. Then the next verse, text 7, Rajo Ragatmukam Viddi Trishna Sangha Samudbhavam Tan Nibadnadi Kaunteya Karma Sangena Dehinam. Prabhupada explains, the mode of passion is born of unlimited desires and longings, O son of Kunti, and because of this, the embodied living entity is bound to material fruity actions. Purport. The mode of passion is characterized by the attraction between man and woman. Woman has attraction for man, and man has attraction for woman. This is called the mode of passion. And when the mode of passion is increased, one develops the hankering for material enjoyment. He wants to enjoy sense gratification. For sense gratification, a man in the mode of passion wants to honor in society, wants some honor in society, or in the nation, or he wants to have a happy family with nice children, wife and house. These are the products of mode of passion. As long as one is hankering after these things, he has to work very hard. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that he becomes associated with the fruits of his activities and thus become bound by such activities. In order to please his wife, children and society, and to keep up his prestige, one has to work. Therefore, the material world is more or less in the mode of passion. Modern civilization is considered to be advanced in the standard of mode of passion. Formerly, the advanced condition was considered to be in the mode of goodness. If there is no liberation for those in the mode of goodness, what to speak of those who are entangled in the mode of passion? So, Prabhupada. So, very nicely explaining the mode Rajoguna, Sattvaguna. It is also explained, there are two contradictions here. One was a past king who was ruling the whole planet, not one particular portion of the planet, and who he learned in a very hard way that he left his kingdom, went and practiced bhakti, and he slipped down for want of association or want of guidance, and again coming back by the mercy of Krishna and by his own remembrance of the past life, he understands conditioning a king has got, and he also become merciful. So the one side, other side is Radha Raghun, who is on the way to get spiritual knowledge. Unfortunately, he is still in the mode of passion, which is not fitting to receive spiritual knowledge. So he is talking like that. The word he says, because of his in passion, he is in the he be feeling a little agitated and angry. Like, you know, today we have a lot of reasons to be agitated all the time, 24 hours a day. I can quote two small incidents which I heard in a lecture. A couple, they were living in Sion. They had a small child. One day they had a fight between themselves. I think they were living in fourth or fifth floor of the house, building. During the fight, somehow it went beyond, the anger went to beyond certain extent. That husband took the child in his hand. He started threatening his wife. If you start shouting on me, otherwise I'll throw the child out. He said, I don't bother. She's repeated, and that fellow virtually threw the child out of the window. It was, and then he called bewildered. What happened? What up? I did it. So the lady started running to the ground floor, and she saw two bodies. Not only the child body, even the husband also jumped off the floor and committed suicide because he did such a mistake. So the mode of passion, when you get an anger, this can lead to such a drastic devastation of the whole consciousness under Krishna. Prabhupada also warns in the purport. There is one more incident in Karnataka. There was a school boy. He was in a school for 5th or 6th standard, something like that. So he, one of the teacher was angry with him. And he told that, though he was not at fault, he told him to do some imposition, that is punishment, some punishment of writing many more times the same thing. He came back and told my mother, he was angry. He said, no, I will not do that. I am right. Why this teacher is scolding on me? I am not going to do that. So mother also got agitated. Yes, you are right. I will go to the teacher and fight it out. She went to the school, started fighting with the teacher. Teacher again, she said, no, I will not listen to that. She also angry and false pride. Again the mother came back and shouted on the child again, no, you have to do that. The child went into the room, locked the room. His father was a military personnel. There was a military gun available. He shot himself dead. So that is the end of that particular type of mode of anger and passion. That's what exactly it is good. It can bring a devastating effect. Here again, when you're talking about Jalabrat, because he learned in the hard way, he was being warned and cautioned by his own consciousness, despite his parental endeavor to teach him, bring him to the level of understanding. They had tried for education, tried to provide him some sanskaras, everything they did. He was very strong and determined in his mind. If I once again let others know that I have some potency, naturally I will be again dragged into the material pool of nature. That's the reason he started, covering himself in such a way that he kept himself totally as a dumb, and totally become totally indifferent to body concept, bodily concept, by practicing. That is called spiritual advancement, strength of that determination. And to that extent, he was being taken for offering as a sacrifice before the altar of goddess Kali. He knew that he was about to be offered as a sacrifice. But still, neither he was agitated, nor he was afraid. Even just a word, if he had uttered, that I am such and such, they could have really left him alone. But he was not. Totally indifferent to the body. Absolutely, totally indifferent body, which is beyond our comprehension. We cannot comprehend what exactly beyond, because every moment we are agitated by our own mental thinking of we are the body. We are listening every day, every hour, every minute. We will be meditating on that. But still, it requires a determination, such a strong determination. The second, he was very afraid. We are fearful. He didn't want to, come back again to the same situation where he had to, get more attached to deer. He was really worried about that. He kept the fear. That's why Prabhupada also says many times that my followers are not seriously afraid of Maya. So we should, that's another problem. We need to, we have determination. We do. Many are students here. Many have been studied in the school. With the determination, somehow we have to pass. By passing, we get some marks. So like that, we just make that determination is there in us to some extent. But how to become more determined, more committed to the process, knowing that this is the only way out for us to get out of this repeated birth and death and to become the servant of Krishna. So that's how the determination, he has proved himself, Bajarbarat. So in a way, he was waiting for Raghuvan to, understand, to make them understand. He was waiting because it's not, when you have to preach somebody, if they are not ready for it, whatever you may say, it may not go in the proper perspective. They will receive one year, other year. And similarly, in the same Bhagavatam, if you have a comparison of two devotees, one episode depicting two things. One is a saintly person who is supposed to be free of anger, but is full of anger, Durvas Muni. And Raja, who was supposed to have passion, he is Ambarish, is totally opposite. If you look at the whole episode, Durvas Muni, for a simple reason, it is not an offense. He got offended himself. He just took out his one small hair, tried to, even kill the king of the whole planet, who had observed fasting for one continuous or different, and Ekadashi for one continuous for the benefit of the citizen. And he, even after that, he didn't fully broke his prasa. He just only took water after consulting saintly person. But even that, this was not tolerable for Durvasa. He has to express his anger in a very, you know, very, very, very grass way. And again, for that, see, for a saintly person to exhibit such a nature with so much of anger, he has to run around all the planets and universe and come back to Ambarish Maharaj. Opposed to that, Ambarish Maharaj, very cool. Even at the possibility of his death, he was not affected by that. He kept on meditating only on Krishna, and he was not even expressing any fear that I may be affected. Even after that, he didn't have even a tinge of grudge against the Durvasa. He kept on only praying. He just waited for the whole period of Durvasa went back and come back to him. He was waiting. This Brahmana came to my house. I could not feed him. I offended him. I'll wait for him. He came back. Even then, Sudarshana was not very pacified. He kept on offering fires. Finally, Ambarish Maharaj said, if my forefathers satisfied the Supreme Person, but anyway of your endeavors, kindly forgive this Brahman. He asked forgiveness. So if you could look at that, he is two opposite situations, like one full of anger, one is full of in the mode of more beyond even goodness also. That's why the Bhagavadam is very elaborately teaching us how this type of modes of nature is affecting, we can affect our consciousness, and how we can improve also. Both are there, both the aspects are there. Whatever is needed, we can make progress. That's how it's the particular, many episodes coming like this. Especially this one where Jadabara keeps on explaining about the horrors of material nature, material living. Even somebody patiently listens on a repeated way, it gives an amount of realization, makes us to understand that we should remain determined. We should take the association, like the power of association, it talks in the whole episode comes. He was having no association, having only living in a forest. Thereby, it gives a warning for us. We should be always seeking for power association, which is powerful to protect our consciousness in every fearful situation. We will be protected by the proper association. And also, with guidance. Again, when he was alone, he didn't have any. When he was attached to the deer, he didn't have anybody to guide. And also, he started thinking that he is the only protector for this, you know, helpless living being. He started thinking that he will own protectors. So he was not even getting proper guidance also. But by mercy of Prabhupada, we have all these things available for us by way of books, by way of various lectures and recordings, by various many Syrian Vaishnavas, other one, everybody is available for us for association. Because barring this, we have no hopes. For practicing devotee, especially who are working outside in the company, they will understand when they go back for service for that whatever number of hours, 8 or 10 hours, when they go out, it's like a torture. When they'll come back and start be with the devotees. Because totally it's opposite of what we want to do. And in my own practical example, I can say the power of negative association. My father was a cook. So he was running a small eating house. From the age of 7, I was 11, I was helping him in the small hotel business. So my association used to be only with those type of people who are engaged in the cooking and all my conscious, different conscious altogether, any lower than the mode of passion, maybe more of ignorance, close to passion. From that age till many years after that, I came to Bombay. Bombay, I had similar association. I went to Gulf. I was in film line. I was in many other various type of personalities. The association, which never gave me the feeling that whatever I was doing is wrong, or it's not, even not as into close to the pious activities. So many of sinful tendencies, sinful propensities were built up by that. By the time I come 43, I was totally, into what we cannot even describe those things. But so, those impressions they remain very strongly in your consciousness. It is very difficult to, it is a struggle, it becomes a struggle. Then you have to come into a positive association. That was a negative association. By becoming into positive association, you slowly, it's a struggle, but it's a worth the struggle. I remember one about in 99, when I just began, beginning of the process, I was living in Mira Road. One day morning, during Mangalarti, so much agitation, so much of trouble in my mind, I could not stand even whole Mangalarti. I just left home and started counter arguments within my mind only. I said, this is difficult, I'm just faking, I'm duplicate, all that type of stuff. For 1.5 hours, it kept on going on like that, to and fro. Then finally at 7:15, again I picked up the Japamala and came back to temple. Because I realized it's no other way of, we cannot, no choice. Because there is some insulation is there. Our Tilak, Kantimala, yesterday somebody was talking, the Chakravartipur was telling, by putting Tilak Mala, Dhoti and Tilak, Kanti and all, we are given the role that we are followers of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON. Naturally when we move out, many people observe us in many ways. So naturally it gives us a warning in our own mind to be more careful, to be more very cautious in our attitude. So that itself is like a insulation. It is a protection for us from falling down from the old habits and old, consciousness. That's why it's like even Lava Matra Sadhu Sang, it says, even just Raja Raghun and Jadabharat had a very brief, maybe some, whatever the time it took, but very brief. By that time, the whole transformation of the heart of King Raghun took place. Of course, he was seeking it, he got it. So for many of us also, like, somehow we've been introduced and got into this, and opportunities are available. We can give we need to build up our determination. That comes out again with the associate devotee, interacting with the devotees, talking to them, taking their guidance. Because at no stage we can feel that we are safe. Every stage, like padam padam vipadam, mind is so such a tricky thing. Certain times you tend to feel that, I've done enough. I mean, at least some sort of a complacency. But repeatedly by being in association, by hearing this type of episodes where even at every stage, different higher stage also, there is a possibility that we may just become complacent. That is detrimental for our progress. Keep on doing our effort by mercy of Krishna, Prabhupada, by all the Vaishnavas, we'll be able to make it. We'll get by the mercy alone. Like in one other, students may relate to that. In a regional college in South India, there was a student studying in engineering. He was not making any progress. He was failing. Every year he was failing in the class. So finally, the teacher took compassion on him, Professor Omer. He called him. I've been trying that every year you are staying back. What you are good at, tell me. He said, I can sing nice songs. He sang few songs. The teacher, professor, happy made him, he just elevated next class. Like that, we are most of the mercy candidate. Like, in India also, many countries like that, when there is a silver jubilee of the year, Independence, Republic Day, they make a special announcement. Who were the unreformable criminals in that jail also, they release them. So by mercy, I may also get out of this place by Prabhupada's mercy and by own the devotee, by all prayers. Again, prayers, definitely, like, so this is what Prabhupada, the Prabhupada has we can look it from three angles. One is, he always tries to give a small, very simple English, simple language, make us to understand the episode, relate to us to the episode. Second is, he helps us to increase our faith in the process. Finally, there is always a take-home message. Each and every, most of the purports, almost all the purports carry the three things. In this one also here, Prabhupada says, by strength of spiritual advancement, he was indifferent to the bodily concept. That comes out of, again, practice, by association, those things. So that's so much. This is what I could understand from this purport. So if at all, if any omissions or errors, kindly forgive me. You can correct me for my any comments or questions. Anything?
I'm just trying to understand how it is that Jadabharat went through so many things, especially being tied up with ropes by the dacoits and being ready, being prepared for sacrifice to Goddess Kali. He seemed so, you know, he went through his whole life not following the orders of his father, just because he's pretending to be deaf and dumb and so many things. But here in this case, which doesn't seem to be very much different, he, you know, his previous nature as a king came out in the form of anger. So Sajjanabhara became angry. It says, knowing this perfectly well and hearing their appeal, he became a little angry, although he was very advanced in political science and was very experienced. His anger arose due to his inborn nature as a king.
I think here the mention is about Raja Rahugan, not Jadabharat. Became angry Raja Rahugan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Rahugana was angry.
Yeah, that's what it's Rahugana became angry because of his.
Okay.
Although king was very upright, it starts with Raghuvan, Raja Rahugan only. It talks about Raja Rahugan.
Okay.
But of course, now, part of the understanding, I can ask about, because though he was not following orders of father and all, in the earlier purpose, Prabhupada says, he was deeply always immersed in the thoughts of Krishna and process. He was not externally showing anything. Within himself, he was always meditating only about Krishna. So that gave the spiritual strength for him to go through this when he was about to be sacrificed, that he became totally indifferent to the body, went above the bodily concept because he knew that earlier, because of the bodily concept, some mislip, he had to take a birth again, even when he was a deer. He was always associated with the saintly persons in the ashrams. He was keeping himself aloof. And when he became a human being again, as Jadabharat, that time also, all along, all the time, his mind was only absorbed in the thinking about Krishna, his past mistakes. So that's why he could become totally indifferent to the bodily concept of life.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, you mentioned that mode of passion means a man has attraction for a woman and vice versa, correct?
Yeah, it is mentioned.
In order to be qualified to go back to Godhead, is it necessary that one has to be free from male-female attraction?
It is a gross requirement, but again, man-female, more than the bodily concept, even in a human body, the sense of enjoyment, That is called Purusha. Even a woman, if there is enjoyment sense in their mind, that is called Purusha. We have to get not only bodily concept of grass, women. We have to give the sense of enjoyment, which is called Purusha, which is against our process. We have to be servant. We should be enjoyed, not the enjoyer. In order to go back to God, that definitely, apart from the bodily concept, even the subtle level, very, very subtle level, even the soul level, we should start feeling that we are not the enjoyer. That enjoyer means naturally it comes to Purusha Prakriti, that we have to, Purusha propensity, we have to give up that. That's more important. Is it, Swami?
Yes, that's true. Prabhu, is it ever possible for a devotee to reach to such a stage where, you know, he will not be able to recognize whether a person is a male or female?
Shastra says it is possible. We have to practice. We have to fight on that. It says Pandita Samadarshana, he shows the soul. The more by practice, like in Brajvasa, they used to say, sing a song. You know, olden days, to take water from the well, they don't have that giant wheels or pulleys or something. They have to pull from the bottom. They have to put a big stone as a support. So the rope is very soft, better comparing the stone. But over the period, by repeated interacting with the stone rope, by interacting the rope with the stone gets some impression comes on the stone also. By practice, we may be very stone-hearted, platinum hearted, whatever, the highest one. But still, by practice, the process is very potent. That will help us. More than that, a mercy element. I think many times I repeatedly heard, it is not by endeavor, just by mercy, just by blessings, just by serving devotees, we will be able to make it. Our endeavor is to be sincere and determined, not to give up the process. We have been given the process, very easy to just go away, but very difficult to stay back. So to remain, stay back, we have to, again, association makes a difference.
Direction.
Hare Krishna Guruji, thank you very much. Very enlightening class. I just wanted to give comments. I was hearing Prabhupada's disciple. Prabhupada used to get angry sometime. So disciple was thinking maybe Prabhupada is coming to the ignorant passion. But actually pure devotee of the Lord, he accept mode of passion. He don't go into the passion. So Prabhupada sometimes chastise, but again he come to the mood and of goodness. So in that way. And second thing, if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, I was hearing that even you have a tinge of desire to have a gulab jamun, you cannot go back home, back to Godhead. That was the...
See, there are two types of anger. Again, it says spiritual anger. Prabhupada's anger is spiritual, nothing to the passion or something. Like Hanumanji exhibited the anger. He just burnt the whole Lanka. That was justified because he has to prove. See, those type of angers, even Mahaprabhu got angry when Nitya, Jadai Madai. So those are not, we cannot bring them under these modes of nature. They are beyond that. They are for a purpose, spiritual purpose. Prabhupada, whatever, even somebody, even our own authorities may get angry on us. For our purification, for rectifying ourselves, it is worth it.
Hare Krishna, many, many obeisances to Bhagavad speaker. My question is, there is a banga from Sai Baba followers. They sing like Shirdi Maze Pandarpura Sai Baba Ramavara Shuddha Bhakti Chandra Bhaga Bhava Pundalika Jaga. Can you clarify on that how it got initiated? Sant Tukdoji. Tukaram. Sant Tukaram. Ram Krishna Hari.
I am sorry. I have not read it. I understand.
Nimai Nitai.
See, that's what I said. I have not read Lord about this. I don't
Hari
want to
Hari
speculate.
Hari.
I cannot answer that.
Fine.
Sorry for
okay.
it. So, thank you very much for the patience. All glories to Prabhupada. Narendra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.